Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care.
Hi, yes.
Hi. So, you signing up for your mother?
Yes.
Okay, great. So she asked you about the income already. I see that it's $800, and it's is it anything else that's she's getting Social Security income as well?
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. She gets Social Security. That's the only thing she receives.
Okay, perfect. And another question. Does the patient have any bank accounts?
No bank account.
No bank accounts. She's getting, how is she getting the Social Security by check?
Yes.
Okay. So let me explain to you what the process is, and we'll start from the first two steps after we finish the call. So the process is like this. Your mother will undergo two assessments. The first assessment will be with a broker, the Pennsylvania independent broker. They will come down to your mother's house and assess her financial eligibility. So I'll give you the number of the broker, and you will call in to schedule. And also, I will transfer you by the end of the call to the broker so you can schedule the appointment. You want to write down the number?
Yes, one second. All right, I'm ready for it.
Okay, the number is 877-550-5555.
Four, two, two, seven.
Yep.
All right, I got it.
Okay. So this is going to be the first assessment. It's going to be an in-home visit. And within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second one. The second assessment is more like a functional assessment. They see whatever the needs are, and they look if she is clinically eligible to get home care. In the meantime, while we work on the two assessments, we would want to have two things done. The first thing is a PCP form signed from a doctor that the patient needs services. So we have our telehealth doctor that we use for our clients, and if you want, we can go ahead and schedule that one for you. You want to call in and schedule the appointment with the telehealth doctor?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just create a referral real quick, and wait a second. Over here, copy the patient's name. And does the patient is not on Medicaid yet, right?
No.
Does the patient
Not
have any
altogether.
other does the patient have any other insurance like Medicare or something else that we can
Yes,
use for the telehealth
Medicare.
doctor? Okay. One second. The date of birth is here. And this is the best number to contact you. 5556. This is the best way to contact you.
Yes.
Okay. Opening the referral sheet right now. Are you able to gather the Medicare ID?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Let me know when you are.
All right, 1 second. All right, it is all capitals YXM 507-61971.
Okay, so I got here, YXM as mom. I have here 807-61971. Is that correct?
No, 507.
Okay. 507-61971.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm putting in that this is Medicare. Save the referral, confirm. Okay, now let's go ahead and call off the telehealth doctor so we can schedule a date. Just hold a moment.
Medical. If you know the